What's up? Welcome to another edition of All Over VoiceOver with Kif VH. I'm your host, Kif VH, and it's been a minute. My apologies for... No apologies. Come on. This year has been nuts. We all know this. And I don't have an interview today. This is going to be a briefer, check-in. I'm taking a break from making more episodes at the moment, just simply because while I've enjoyed the conversations that I've had on Zoom with folks, a couple really great episodes earlier this year, I'm going to keep going for in-person ones. So in the meantime, we're gonna chill. But I'm gonna do a series of home recording pieces. You know, I interview a lot of people. That's been what the nature of the show has been. In those interviews, I share a little bit about myself and stuff. But I figure since I do teach a lot of VO and I've been coaching this year as well as teaching improv, I thought maybe it'd be good to do a couple episodes where it's just me sharing some both home recording recommendations, tips, etc., as well as some solo improv stuff. I taught this really great couple classes, and I think it'd be great to walk you through some of the stuff. So you've got it, and it's a matter of record. And so you have that to look forward to. So a couple topics I want to tackle. You know, there's been so much talk about Source Connect. I don't know that I can really add anything to that conversation. Source Connect has put a lot of great information out. So has, you know, George and Dan and so many other sources. So I want to look at some of the other non-Source Connect home recording solutions, because frankly, like, I've been very, very blessed to have had a couple clients that have used me throughout the year. I've not done Source Connect on those jobs. Most of those jobs have been phone patch. So what I want to talk about with you is the wicked stepchild of home recording, which is phone patch, which is basically what I do is, here's the process anyway. I'll get an email from my agent and say, hey, the producer wants to record. This is, let's say, what I'm talking specifically about here are the promos that I've been doing for the Independent Film Channel, IFC. So I'll get an email from my agent and she'll say, hey, they want to do an IFC session. What is your availability like either today or tomorrow morning? And usually I gun for AM. So I'll say, yeah, 9:30 is great. And they'll say, cool. Now, before pandemic, we would do a Source Connect session, and they would be over at AMC Networks, and the studio would record, and I'd have, Source Connect, and it would work swimmingly. But also, now the producers are also at home, and the studio's not involved in it because, these guys are at home directing from my home studio, and it's just a matter of, really, if I can record the content and email it to them, it all works out great. So that's what we do. So initially they were calling me on my phone, and I would have an earbud in and one ear, and then my headphones on the other ear. And I would be concerned about my mic picking up their side of the conversation, in particular in between takes or, any variety of things that might creep into the field that would ruin the take, because, they're not in the booth with me. I'm in the booth by myself, and Source Connect, it'd be a totally separate track. So in this context, that's one of the things I really have to be cognizant of when I'm doing home recording, is making sure that the feed that's getting onto my microphone is not carrying anything that the producer is saying on the phone. So what I've been doing has been using Google Phone. So I email the producer after we line everything up and they send me the script, and I say, hey, it'd be easier for me to call you on my studio line, then you can hear the microphone feed while I'm recording, and I just record on Audacity. And usually they're receptive to that because it sounds better for them. They can hear what I'm actually saying rather than get it third party through the cell phone. So So let's see. I'm going to walk you through it. I'm rolling right now in the background. So I'm opening Google. I go to Gmail. Now, some of you, this may be nothing new, but it might not be. I don't know. So let's say, for example, I'm going to go to, when you open Gmail, you get the main interface, and it's got the Gmail logo and Compose and Inbox and all the stuff. And down underneath Hangouts, you'll see in blue text, at least on mine, make a phone call. So I click make a phone call, and I'm going to enter a phone number. I'm going to call myself on my cell phone so you can hear what that sounds like in the background. Now, on my board, before I dial, on my board, you're going to see, well, you can't see it, but I have a Yamaha MG10XU, which is it's a mixing board, right? So my microphone feed goes into channel one using it's a Sennheiser 416, and I'm sending a XLR cable into channel one. Just hit the mic. Sorry about that. But this is one of the few mixing boards that are USB. So on channel 910, it's a USB feed, and I'm getting the feedback from the computer. So if I have that channel up, I'll hear what's playing on the computer. So if I have, in this case, if I want to hear the producer talking back to me, I need to have that channel up. So as I call my phone, you're going to hear what I hear on that channel. So I'm dialing, and I'm going to make sure that it's coming through. Let's see. Yes. Yes, you can hear it. Now, both you hear it ringing on the other side of it, but you also hear my ringtone, which is the theme from Steve Zissou. Hang on a second.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hi, Kiff. This is Kiff calling, for a session.
Oh, hey, Kiff. Thanks for calling. Glad to have you. Hey, you sound great on the microphone. Let's give this a read, shall we?
Yeah, sure thing, man. So what I'm doing right now is I'm turning the gain down on the channel 910, which is the USB channel. So right now you're just hearing my microphone feed, but if I lift that channel back up,
now you're going to hear both the microphone.
And then the stuff I say over here on the phone. Coming through. So it's just a matter of working with your system to cut that out so you don't get it. But then, you know, so as I record, check one. Watch IFC tonight at 7. Watch IFC tonight at 7. Watch IFC tonight at 7.
That was great. I like what you did. All right, great. Thanks so much for calling. Bye.
So that's how I'm doing it, and that's what it sounds like on my record. And then generally when I'm sending them the file is I send it as an uncompressed wave. Usually I record my project rates at 48,000 hertz, and then I'll save it at either 16-bit or 24-bit, depending on what they request. Usually if I'm recording at 48, I'm going to send it at 24. Anyway, that. And then when I send it, some people use Dropbox. Some people like WeTransfer. I have a subscription to Hightail. I love Hightail. It archives stuff. It makes it really easy to share. But it just comes down to what your preference is. Since I incorporated, which is one of the other things that happened two years ago, when the tax laws changed, I incorporated my voiceover business, and I went kicking and screaming. I did not want to do it. It just felt like it was overkill. And the conventional wisdom, everyone always said, well, if you're not making at least $150,000 a year, then it's not worth doing the incorporation. I don't know about that, you guys. I think there was a real advantage to separating my personal finances from my business finances. And man, talk to an accountant. And if you don't have an accountant, I recommend getting one, because here's what happened when I incorporated. Sorry, I'm going all over the map. I haven't talked to you in a long time. Here's what happened when I incorporated. I stopped worrying about whether or not I was going to have a business. I stopped worrying about whether or not I was legit. The state of California gave me a code, and the IRS gave me an EIN, and all of a sudden my little business of, you know, being, you know, my income from residuals and from 50,000 other sources of income finally kind of came under a place of legitimacy. It's very, very strange, and I started to think differently about, you know, what in my life is my business and what in my life is my life? It was a great conversation. I remember that I had with Kari Walgren several years back, episode 26, I believe, where we talked about that very thing of this idea of, you know, when you love what you do, when what you do for your living is your passion, how do you recharge your passion? How do you live? How do you separate those things? And creating my business entity gave me a place to put all of that energy to grow it. I still spend 80 hours a week developing, working on my craft, working on skill, auditioning, working, taking classes, teaching classes, doing that stuff. But then it also gives me a clear separation so that I can go, oh, this is time that I'm off the clock and I'm not working for Werewolf, Therewolf. I'm working for me and I'm working on being a dad. I'm working on being a better husband, a better father, a better neighbor. And it's not that I wasn't those things when I wasn't incorporated, but there was something about having the paper that makes it make more sense in a way. At least it did for me. And then the bank account was another part of it. And having, you know, maybe I end up paying a little bit more. Maybe I'm not, but I don't think so. I think it's a great investment. I really do. And I strongly encourage you to do it. And I also encourage you, if you're going to do it, don't get an LLC. There's no benefit for you on the tax side if you get an LLC. It protects you from legal suit, but can strongly consider getting an S-Corp. That's what you want. In fact, I made the mistake of, I ready, fire, aimed, man. I panicked. I went and I got an LLC on LegalZoom, and then I spent the following year trying to undo all those panicky decisions I made rather than just talking to someone, getting the recommendation, getting an S-Corp, and then moving forward with confidence rather than this sort of chicken little, you know, trying to, the sky is falling, so I had better quickly incorporate, and I did it all wrong. So learn from my mistake. So there you are. There's lots of different great resources, but you can always, I'm open to receiving an email about it. You can email me at both at my website, which is at kiffvh.com, or you can email me direct at kiffvhfan@gmail.com. That's kiffvhfan@gmail. That's my public facing site. That's where everything goes. So if you have any questions, if you have any requests for coaching, you can hit me up there. I'm not sure if I'm going to be teaching much this year. Honestly, I'm in the process of getting my producer's certificate at UCLA Extension. So I want to continue to grow different aspects of my business. Teaching is still part of that. And this podcast will be tied to that as well. So keep tuning in. Anyway, it's 12:39 a.m. It's New Year's Eve Eve. So I'm going to power down and call it a night. Good night. Good luck. Godspeed. And I look forward to connecting with you in the coming year.
This has been Peace. All Over VoiceOver with Kiff VH. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please go to iTunes and give us a positive rating. It truly helps. Follow me on Twitter at Kiff VH or on Instagram at Kiff VH or on Vero at Kiff VH. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Claim victory and depart the field.
Werewolf?
There.